paracetamol, vitamin D, cough syrup, first aid, fragrance, vitamin C. Chemist Warehouse is making shopping more convenient with its click and collect service. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au, click to order items, and within 4 hours, it's ready to be picked up. It's quick, easy, and best of all, it's free. Click and collect. Try it today at selected stores. Chemist Warehouse,
in the middle of our street. Yes, I noticed we're not supposed to go anywhere over Easter. We're not supposed to be out in the roads driving much, but they still have double demerits. Was it only me saying the? It's probably only me. 922 11 882 is our telephone number. Must be time to have a chat to our dog whisperer, Kathy Coppolis McLeod. Hello.
Hello, Chris. Hi, everybody.
Now, this is an interesting time because you say that now is the time that we really need to keep our dogs under control. Let me state from the outset an observation I've made, which really doesn't come as any great surprise. Dogs are not really big on social distancing.
This is true.
They don't respect it, you know.
They don't understand what's going on in the world. They think this time is actually a great time, don't they, with the amount of people that are actually working from home and also the spike in dog ownership too. I've had heaps of inquiries from people asking what sort of dog should I get, and just the fact that it's actually so many people have taken on board dogs, which is a good thing. However, I do worry once life returns to some sort of normality, whenever that might be, I have my concerns for some of those dogs that perhaps are being, you know...
You mean the dogs that might get accustomed to people being at home that might find themselves having to spend a fair bit of time on their own?
Absolutely. And also too, a little part of me is thinking about some of those people that will go back to full-time work, and whether the dog perhaps has served a useful purpose, so to speak, and perhaps it's done its bit to help with the physical side of it. I hope and cross everything that that will be zero amount of people, but I just can't help but think in the back of my head that there might be that problem as well. But certainly the former, which is separation anxiety related issues later on down the track, I feel that will probably be an issue with some of those individuals that are quite closely bound to their owners and got one of those personality types that love the fact that their owners are there and might not do too well once they do go back to that. So, but these are things that we can talk about come the time, and there's certainly strategies that people can do.
Everything in its place. At the moment, what's the biggest challenge with dogs? I know that they're saying as part of social distancing, if you're out walking, you wouldn't say, for example, pat somebody else's dog like you might ordinarily do, because as much as anything, the dog's owners may not be too happy with you doing that, which means that some of the things that I guess that everybody was just used to doing, people would go out with their dog, they'd be used to people who were out and about maybe wanting to pat it, maybe themselves having a conversation with those people. We're now at the point where people are avoiding it. I don't know about you, but sometimes you see people walking around you and you think, geez, they think I've got the plague or something.
Yeah, I know. You're called going to the shopping centre.
Yeah, you're only half joking when you say that. I mean, you go around a corner and you suddenly realise that somebody's just stood there and they're not going to move because they don't think they can get the required distance past you. As much as anything, Kathy, it gives you a complex, but it would be doubly hard when you're out and about walking the dog.
Yeah, and I do get you. I was actually on your shopping today and, gosh, I heard somebody give somebody a hard time, and I thought, oh, my goodness, because one of the things that they're saying is about, there being probably more aggression in the shops because of people getting frustrated. But with the dogs, what I don't do anymore whilst we've got the COVID-19 is I don't do the home visits because, you know, you can't guarantee the 1.5 and then the surfaces, and I just don't think it's safe for everybody. So, but what I do still do is people come to my home and we can work with their dogs. And if their lead's long enough, I've got quite lengthy leads, which are really great, you can actually pat the dog within that, you know, probably even a 2 metre distance, if that makes sense. So, but if people have got a really short lead, which is only where the dog's at heel, then you're certainly going to impede on that 1.5 metre distance for
Kathy,
sure.
I also think, though, a lot of people now are really funny about strangers patting their dog.
Look, some some are, and the ones that are probably a bit funny, and maybe they have every right to be funny about it, is their dog actually might not be too good with strangers, and they haven't actually had the opportunity to say to the person, please don't pat it, it's, you know, because it might bite, really. It could bite, and they're worried about that, or it's probably had a bad experience. But also, too, you know, we're worried about the approach of people, you know, so, you know, we've got sort of twofold now, haven't we?
Yeah, I guess we have. This just gets more complicated. But how do we sort our dogs out in all of this? Because
you
know what's going on. Fido doesn't know what's going on. And let's be honest, Fido doesn't really give a rat's.
Fido doesn't give rats, and Fido thinks this is fantastic because, you know, some of the Fidos are getting double or triple the walks during the day. So they think this is, you know, whatever's happening in the world is great for them, and bless their cotton socks, I'm glad they have that that thought process, because they're not affected by what their humans are going through. So I think now it's a really good message to people, and I do rat on about this because it's really important, because it's just a bit of a nightmare for the other people that aren't interested in your dog. But if you don't have a good recall on your dog, and if you know that the chances of running up to somebody who may or might not be interested in your dog, because remember, they're strangers in the park, and we call them dog parks, but they are actually people parks where dogs are allowed, but you need to have control. But if you don't have control, and if your dog isn't going to respond to you, even it might be loving up the person who's walking with their child, etc., and your dog might not have any interest at all coming back to you, you have to proceed and orient towards those people, and you will need to retrieve your dog, and you will be actually you know, engaging in pretty close distance. So if there has been ever a reason or a time, now is the time to teach a really good recall. And if you can't guarantee that, you know, we shouldn't really have them running off lead and being a hindrance to other people. I'm a dog lover,
yeah.
But I just think people should have better control of their dogs. Not everybody loves your dog.
I suppose in the good old days too, people sort of felt like they could suffice by saying, oh, it's all right, he doesn't bite, or he won't hurt you, or all the rest, you know, some other sort of reassuring comment. But now people are sort of funny about everything. Owners could be funny about people approaching their dog. Other people could be funny about being approached by dogs. The rules have changed, and we really don't know how a lot of people are going to react, and I think that's the truth.
Yeah, it is exactly right. You almost have to err on the side of caution that, you know, that the person that you, the dog might be running up to might not be too happy with engaging in it. And it's always good to start off and look, I'll, you know, call out and say, look, you know, my dog might be friendly. You know, you don't want to sort of say that, oh, my dog's friendly, will you be okay? Because that doesn't mean that we should just continue to allow one's dog to run amok and jump all over the person. But if you just say, look, sorry, I'll come and get, you know, him or her, at least, you know, there's acknowledgement that, okay, hey, look, you know, my dog's invaded your space, and just actively do something. And then don't take it away and with a nanosecond let it go again for it to repeat exactly the same thing, which happens so many times.
Let their dog run free, Kathy, that we could argue they really don't have any control over the dog. It's only because the dog actually doesn't go and want to bite people that it's not really a problem. But you could say, it's a lovely dog and all the rest of it, but the owner really doesn't have any true control over it. And arguably, they shouldn't be letting it off the leash for that reason.
There'd be many. I know without doubt the majority of people, you know, don't have 100% recall. And when I say 100% recall, yes, do they come at home? Yes, they do. Do they come to you at the park when there's no one around? Yes, they do. Do they come to you in the park when there's somebody 200 metres away? Yes, they do, with a bit of hesitation. Do they come to you in the park with people 20 metres away? No, maybe 50%. Your percentage rate is going to go down unless you've trained for it and trained well and trained consistently. Dogs are dogs, and it's not their fault. We're responsible for them. I love that they're gregarious, but the people might not be too happy with their gregarious nature. And you don't want to get your dog told off. You know, it's not your dog's fault. And then some people do actually redirect their aggression. You know, oh, naughty dog. And I'm going, well, not naughty dog, naughty owner. Dog's just doing what a dog's doing, especially, you know, they are social creatures. But yeah, now just going back on that, a lot of people actually don't have a very good recall. And when people who have got their dog on lead that are close by, but not too close, and when they do ask these people with their off-lead dogs, can you call your dog? I feel that one of the reasons that the people don't call their dog is because they know that their dog's not going to respond to them.
See, like you, I'm a dog lover, but sometimes you look at people and the way they're handling the dog, and you realise they just have no control over it. There was a park actually down here at Nedlands, and this bloke was trying to get a dog to do, which it looked like a fairly young dog, so I suppose it would have been a puppy in training or a very young dog. Yeah. And the dog, let's be honest, Kathy, wasn't paying a hell of a lot of attention to him.
Mm.
And he started kicking it when he's getting angry. And I said to him, mate, what are you kicking the dog for? And, of course, he got a bit defensive, and then he said, well, you know, the dog's got to learn. And I said, I don't want to put a finer point on this, mate, but if you kick that dog one more time, I'm going to kick you.
I like you even more now.
And I thought,
I've always liked you, Chris, but I like you even more because you've stood up for that dog.
Dog. I mean, you don't train a dog by kicking it, but what it showed me was it showed me that he didn't have the temperament or any clue about what he should have been doing. I mean, I accept the dog was possibly in training, but you don't train a dog by kicking it.
No, and just I don't fall for that sort of a response. You know, that's actually just, how does the dog even know what the human's rules are? The dog doesn't even know whatever these rules that exist in our head are, because we haven't trained them with care and thought. And you certainly don't start training this at a park where a young puppy's only got a short span of attention. And there's so much going on. There's so much stimuli in the environment, but yet it's easy to use the dog as the dog's dumb or the dog's this, and that's upsetting. That really is. We actually drove past the other day and we saw somebody walking a young dog and just getting quite, just a little bit forceful on the lead. And I was, I couldn't stop. I had cars behind me, but I was having a sticky beak in the rearview mirror. And you could just see the dog wasn't doing anything, but the person in their person's head was thinking, you need to behave like this. But again, these are rules that the dogs don't even know exist. You know, teach them in a place where they can learn and understand like us. We have good and bad days, we're not perfect, for goodness sake. Thank goodness we don't have somebody that, slaps us over the head because we've made an error. You know, we just have, the inability to sometimes listen because we might be stressed or there's too much going on.
Do you sometimes think a dog looks at people and thinks, you're an idiot?
Yeah.
I've often thought they do, and why won't that dog do what I'm telling it? Well, actually, I don't want to put a finer point on this, but it thinks you're an idiot.
Yeah, I think despite us, they do amazing, and they still learn despite us. Look, we're having a bit of fun here. Like the vast majority of people, bless their common socks, are fantastic. But we're talking about those few scenarios where
I do like the dog reactions though. Sometimes, in a former life, former partner of mine had this Lhasa Apso.
Oh yeah,
and I swear that dog, if you said something to it that it just thought was stupid, it would look up at you and it would curl its lip like the, oh, you idiot.
Are you sure that this wasn't the last though? They seem to have this.
You really got the impression sometimes when you told this dog to do something that it thought you were a prize idiot.
And look, I wouldn't be surprised, and that's why we need to get more intelligent and understand, what are certain breeds bred for and what are we asking them to do? You're throwing a ball. I've got Siberian Huskies. If I throw a ball for a Siberian Husky, they're going to look at me. They're so intelligent. This is not a natural drive for them. It is for many other dogs. Yeah. They'll look at me and go, we've got better things to do in life. So am I going to then get angry, go, I'm going to throw this ball and you're going to get it for me? I go, no, that's just me being stupid. That's me, imposing some rules on individuals that it's like asking me to drink alcohol and I'm going to love it. I don't like alcohol, so it's not going to work for me.
Friend of mine's got a Labrador, and the only reason that Labrador won't chase a ball, I'm telling you right now, is because it's too bone lazy. It looks at that and says, listen, I am far too busy lying here just enjoying myself doing absolutely nothing that I have no interest in chasing your ball.
I think if it's one of those balls that have got the hole in it and probably put a couple of little bit of liver treats in it, it might slightly have a bit more motivation to get up.
It'll be in hot pursuit then. By the way, if you would like a little chat with Kathy, by all means, you can give us a buzz, 922 11882. Kathy Coppolis-McLeod would be best described as our dog whisperer. All those frustrating things you have with dogs, maybe you've got a dog who's just maybe it's a little bit recalcitrant. Maybe it is like that where you say, okay, sit, and it looks at you and goes, just having a think about that. Nah.
Until midnight, this is Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley on 882 6PR.
Kathy Coppolis-McLeod is our dog whisperer. I like that term because it kind of works. Hello, Yvonne.
Oh, hi, Chris. Nice to talk.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, and lovely to hear Kathy. I love her program. Kathy, I sort of had a little dog passed on to me. Chris may know the story. It was a bit of a sad time in my life last year. And the local pastor had to rehome his little dog. Now, I've only ever had Staffies. I've had six of them. This little creature's probably the smartest little dog I have ever had. She's two. Absolute bitzer. But she's got a couple of funny little habits. One is licking. She was jumping up a lot. I think I've just about got her out of that. And her recall is a little bit off sometimes. So I just need some help with the licking.
But she's no worries. Thanks, Yvonne, and thanks for your kind words. That's so lovely. And just with the licking, does she lick herself or does she lick furniture? Does she lick yourself?
No, people.
People, okay, people. No worries. Isn't it funny? You said that you've had Staffies, quite a few of them, during your time, and I find that the dogs that actually lick most are the Staffies or Staffy Crosses. It's not just...
Mine didn't, Cassie.
There you go. I know, isn't it? And that's the thing, and that's why I don't like making blanket statements like all Staffies do this or all Poodles do this, but funnily enough, I do see a lot of them. So with this one's a bitzer, so there you go. Okay. I would actually preempt Yvonne. So what I mean by that, dogs are very good at letting us know what their next movements are as long as they're not doing it 50 miles an hour. So what I mean by that, let's just say if you're sitting at the table or you're just standing and you can see that she's approaching, usually her eyes and that movement towards the your leg area, you can tell. So then that is when you need to give her some sort of an alert, as in say her name and maybe ask her to sit. So just to get her attention, you want to snap her out of that. And I find that works quite well. She won't stop as far just because you've asked her to sit. She'll probably then still want to come over and lick again. But what we need to do is replace that licking behaviour with other behaviour that she finds even more reinforcing. So that way she'll do more of that. So, for instance, if she's coming up to you and you know that, oh, look, I think 9 times out of 10 she's going to lick, say her name. And what's her name?
Chicky.
Chicky, that's great. So, and I'll say it in a, Chicky. I go, Chicky. So I'll say it in a reasonably attention-getting way. Yeah. So she looks up, because sometimes they're sort of, mesmerised by licking the skin. And then ask her to sit. And if she doesn't, it's probably because she's still a little bit interested in licking. Then you might have to guide her off with your hands. But try and do it without touching her, so to speak. And if she does respond beautifully, don't be too quick to pat her, because if you do, because she's quite a licker, she'll actually lick your hand as it's reaching towards her. So just use your voice instead. Your voice instead, and just maybe encourage her every time she's around you that she's a good girl, and let her know you get lots of attention for not licking. And if you can start to see that even when you're engaged in patting with her, just cease your patting for a tick and let her know, leave, and just let her know that, if you want your mum to keep patting you, you've got to, keep your tongue in your mouth.
I have done obedience. Strangely enough, with the Staffies, actually one of mine won a few ribbons. The other one banned. One got banned from dog obedience.
That's the one I would have liked.
This little one is just amazing. She's like a rocket. Sit, stay, drop immediately. So I've got her doing all of that. But the licking is profound. It really is And when people come in and they're in thongs and, you know, they're jumping all over the place or bare feet. But, look, I'll do that. But, she'll sit, stay, drop, whatever. I only have to say, get on your bed and she's there.
Yeah, and when visitors come, because it's harder for you then, when you're there on your own, you're more apt at watching her carefully. When you've got visitors, you might get distracted with your visitors, so you might have to have a different tack there, and you might even guide her with something long-lasting. Here, have this pig's ear while the visitors come in, because we know that's where you're more profoundly likely to, likely to do the licking. So that's just another little tip there. And with her recall, it's always best to start off at home. So just whenever you're in different rooms, just say her name, Chicky, and you don't even have to say come unless you can hear her feet, on the floorboards or whatever it might be, in the tiles. And just start off with reinforcing her sporadically, unpredictably, as far as sometimes, you give her some cheese. Next time she just gets a play. Sometimes she just gets a big pat. Sometimes she gets four treats in a row of different kinds. But you build it up at home, but really work hard on building it up at home. But as I said earlier, just because we have great recalls at home, it's like a saying that I often say, what you train in the kitchen stays in the kitchen. So even in the house, don't even train the recall just in the kitchen. Do it in the backyard, do it in different rooms, hide behind a door. But then also expect that when you do take her out, and if she's quite gregarious and she obviously loves people, that she's less likely to be at that 100% reliability rate. Expect that there'll be a reduction in reliability, and that we just need to build up and almost restart, because dogs aren't very good at generalising.
Started
at home. Okay.
Thank you,
Yvonne.
Yeah, much appreciated. Gary.
Here you go, mate.
Good, mate.
How's your evening?
Good. Kathy's listening, mate.
Yeah, Kathy, dachshund breeders in WA, is there any?
Right. Oh, of the best people to ask, I do see a lot of dashies, and I'm quite positive a lot of them have been from WA, but even though a couple of them have been from the east, I would actually go on to social media, go onto Facebook and look up the dashie pages.
I'm not on the computer.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I would also then, the next thing, it's okay, you don't have to be, you can just ring Dogs West. Otherwise, it was previously known as the Canine Association of Western Australia, Dogs West, and they will have a registry of registered breeders. They might only give you the ones that advertise, so there would be more. Then I would have said something like go to their shows that they have every weekend, but obviously there won't be any shows because that's a lot of people in close proximity, and that was another good way for you to find out. But I would actually just make inquiries through Dogs West, at least to give you a head start and see how you go there.
By the way, there is a Dachshund Club of WA.
And them too, yes, Chris. So, yeah, at least that way you don't have to worry about not having a computer. You can just make some calls and find out whether there's a wait list and hopefully you can get yourself a dashie.
Thanks very much for that. Can I just pull you up with this? Sorry, I have to say something about this. They're not a dachshund. They're a dachshund.
Oh, yeah, they
are.
It's good on you.
They're a dachshund.
You're right, and I appreciate that because the spelling would suggest to say it like that too.
I'm standing up for all the dachshunds.
Yeah, they probably rolled their eyes when they heard me say that. My God.
Actually, knowing that, they probably didn't care. They probably just said, just hand over the food, will you?
Yeah.
Hello, Robert.
Hi. Hello, Chris. And what's her name?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Robert.
Now, I know you'd be able to help my mate, but every time his friend comes over and sees him, he will go to his friend and not him. Can you tell me why?
Okay, so your dog likes one of the friends. Oh, it's a cat.
The cat goes to him, not him. He thinks he's got to give him to eat, but he's got nothing.
Okay, so the cat just goes to the one just to get it right, to one of your friends, but not to the other one. Is that correct?
The one that owns him, yeah. He won't go near him.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
Cats just do what they want to do, mate.
Look, honestly, cats are, they're a different kettle of fish. Not that I'm a cat behaviour expert. I have owned cats, and I do know there's a level of aloofness with some individuals and perhaps more in certain breeds. So, again, we can't sort of say that as a whole because some are so affectionate, it's incredible. I know with dogs, and I'll treat it as if it's a dog because there might be a similarity to what the cat's doing. It could be... there's an olfactory sense of the smell. What does that person smell like? It sounds like the person stinks the way I'm saying it, but you know what I'm saying. Animals are drawn to the odour of a person, or they're repelled by them. More so, it can be the behaviour of the person. So, it's almost like self-analyse and have a see and think, what could it be? And it could be also the behaviour, because that's a big one for dogs. They sometimes are turned off by rambunctious behaviour. Those dogs that aren't really rambunctious themselves, otherwise other dogs would love them. So is there anything that might stand out with that friend at all, Robert?
No, I don't think so. I've actually met his friend. There's nothing. So is there anything he can do to stop him going to him?
Thanks very much for that, Robert. It's a real challenge, isn't it, sometimes?
Look, it is. And it's like I remembered years ago when I was young, I've been doing this for many years, and somebody actually rang me to say, do you help with cats? And I said, look, I don't, but let's have some fun. So this lady sounded like a lot of fun. And we went there, and I did clicker training on that occasion with the cat, the little device that makes it click when the cat gets it right and gets a treat. The cat only lasted a few seconds and nicked off, and I said to her, well, that's a training session over.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Go with the cat ruled. It was a case of, no, the cat's gone.
The average cat would look at that and go, what?
Exactly. What? You talked about the lasso app, so you're looking at you. I'm sure cats look at us like
that. Yeah, like, it did. At one side of its lip, it would look at you, and you could know that it was just looking at you and going, oh, dude, you don't really think I'm going to do that, do you? It's like, why did you even bother asking me? You already know the answer is no. That's how they were.
Oh, they go humans and toss their head.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. Can you imagine dogs having a conversation? Jesus, humans. Really. Kathy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time. It's much appreciated.
You're welcome. Thanks, Chris. Bye, everyone.
Kathy Coppolis-McLeod is our dog whisperer, and a very good one at that.
Paracetamol, vitamin D, cough syrup, first aid, fragrance, vitamin C. Chemist Warehouse is making shopping more convenient with its click and collect service. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au, click to order items, and within 4 hours, it's ready to be picked up. It's quick, easy, and best of all, it's free. Click and collect. Try it today at selected stores. Chemist Warehouse, in the middle of our street.